You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. I'm David Watts Barton. Insight streams live online. Check it out at capradio.org/insight. Filmmaker Wendy Elkin is presenting her film Painting Bellinas at the Sacramento Film and Music Festival this weekend. It's a full-length feature about a 90-year-old painter known as the cake decorator because of his massive layering technique. Wendy Elkin, welcome to Insight.
Thank you for having me.
What drew you to the art of Peter Lee Brownlee?
I was in Mill Valley as an art commissioner for the city, and I was putting on an event called the Click-Off, a photography event. And I needed a thank you gift for all of the people that were entering the event. And I decided that I was looking around in a bookstore, and I saw these beautiful cards that had representations of these small townships all over America, really. And there was one of downtown Mill Valley, and I thought, how perfect is that? So I asked the person at the bookstore to, you know, do you know who did these? And she said, oh, yes, I'll call him for you. And she did. And he said, just give her as many as she needs. And I just thought that was so generous of him. So after the event, I decided I needed to look him up. And interestingly enough, no one could tell me where he lived except that he lived behind the gas station in Bellinas. And so I did venture out to go and find him and thank him. And I did. And when I walked into his place, I walked into a world like none other I have ever experienced.
We should say that for those who don't know, Bellinas is a promontory the very south end of Point Reyes, north of Stinson Beach, that kind of sticks out into the Pacific Ocean and has a kind of a remote feel to it. And it's absolutely a beautiful place.
It is. It's a very small it's a small town that does not have signs, and that's also addressed in the movie. But it's a very interesting place, Bellinas. It's sort of a representation of a microcosm of America in a way. There are people that are wealthy there, and then there are people who are marginalized, live in the bushes, live in their vans, and it just taught me a lot about humility and about life. And this film, you know, I was very inspired to make this film after I met Peter Lee and his zany friends.
Yeah, so when you started saying when you walked into where he lived behind the gas station, I'm assuming it was in a house.
Yes.
what did you see?
Well, I saw this area filled with paintings that were strewn all over the yard that had probably two dozen cats, and they were on top of the paintings, and they were not being taken care of. Mm-hmm. And there were either even people living, using them as lean-tos to live in them. Peter never refused anybody that needed a place to stay. And he always said, you know, you always have a dry place to stay here. And so there were many, many people living with him that he took care of. And they would do work in exchange for living there. But I saw a lot of paintings, a lot of cats, a lot of people. It took me probably 10 minutes to get by him, his bodyguard, Stephen, to get into him, that were sort of outside making sure that nobody came in that wasn't supposed to be there. And I met a guy that was his butler and someone that was his driver. And, you know, there was a whole cast of these motley characters. And I went and knocked on the door, and he knew I was coming. And they went and said, okay, you can, Peter said to come in. And he had walls in his house that were made up of paintings. It was just unbelievable. There were paintings everywhere, and lots of people. And back in the back of the house, in a bedroom, there sat this incredible steel blue eyes, this man that was just sitting on the edge of his bed. And He was standing and walking when I met him. Now he's bedridden. Mm-hmm. And he was dressed in a purple floppy hat and was very, very friendly, very welcoming, and developed a friendship with him.
And how old was he when you met him?
He was 90 years old last year. He just turned 91. He actually turned 91 Christmas Eve. Hmm. And so he was really, it was 3 years earlier than that that I had met him. And I decided that I would go back with the camera and film him for one day. And so then 3 years later, I went back out and decided that I would continue to film him and do a documentary about him.
Oh, okay.
And that took about 3 weeks.
And what happened if you filmed him once and then there was a 3-year gap before you started filming in earnest? What changed in that 3 years that inspired you to actually make the film?
Well, I think that I wanted to try to get to know Peter better. I wanted to be able to get to know the people in town so that they did not feel intimidated that I was an outsider. Mm-hmm. I had to hang out a lot at Smiley's Saloon. They do not accept people outside of their town very well. Mm-hmm. And many of them are xenophobics. They warmed up to me after a while, but it took some time. And then there's also the issue of being able to gather the money up to be able to actually film it and film it efficiently.
I'm speaking with Wendy Elkin, who's a filmmaker whose new movie is playing tomorrow at the Sacramento Film and Music Festival at the Crest. I haven't seen the film, but I imagine Bolinas is an amazing backdrop for it as well. And did you tie his paintings into the film? Is that as a filmmaker, it must have been an interesting challenge to capture this scene.
Well, it was very difficult just in the editing alone. I mean, my editor Andrew Kalusinski deserves a lot of credit because him and the cinematographer Linus Phillips, they did an incredible job because it is an extremely beautiful place. And in editing, that's sort of where the magic happens. A lot of his paintings are about Bolinas, and so many times when you see his paintings in the movie and you'll see the backdrop, it'll be one and the same. But it's an extraordinarily beautiful place that I can understand why the people want to protect it.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this going to be going to a lot of film festivals, or is it going to go into a general release? How do you see this?
Well, it's going to do the film festival circuit first. And then, the idea though is to get a distributor, mm-hmm. And I think that I think it's a really good film. I think it's an important film for people to see because it does cover several issues. You know, it does talk about the aging process in our culture today. How mm-hmm. this man is doing it his own way. I mean, he could go in assisted living, and he chooses not to because he wants to be free.
And it will be showing at the Crest Theater at 3:30 tomorrow, Saturday afternoon. And we wish you luck with that.
Thank you so much. I hope everyone gets to see the film festival because there are many, many good films that will be shown there.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And that's Insight for today. I'm David Watts Barton of SacramentoPress.com.